You're listening to BCB Radio. This is the Sounds of the City, the show that celebrates BCB's music project, featuring young musicians from across the district and the best of some of the live sessions. Only here on BCB 106.6 FM. Sounds of the City, sounds of our city. On your community radio station, www.bcbradio.co.uk.
Yes, that was Rebecca Shelley, a pre-record with Dan Carroll, and here we are live again. And this is Daz in the Hat taking charge of the studio, and I've got a wonderful guest here that I have known for a bit. I met her a few weeks ago at Buskers again, and yes, just like Ben Jordan earlier on, Rebecca's here for another half hour. And good afternoon, Rebecca. Nice for you to come in.
Thank you for having me.
And, well, to start off, what got you into music, Rebecca?
It was all start off with musical theatre. I picked that up when I was young. My grandma used to pay for me to have musical theatre lessons, and from that I found out that I quite liked singing, and from then it sort of grew.
Yeah.
Yeah, I sort of stuck with it.
Yeah, and you've been to Buskers quite a lot, haven't you?
Yeah, I started that in January, February.
Right.
Yeah, I've been going to that a lot.
So, and you're going to also give us some songs today, aren't you?
Yeah.
And what will be your first music?
Riptide by Van Strong.
That's great. So if you, it'd be great to listen to that if you fancy starting us off.
Assistance in the dreams. Ooh. Ooh. And they come unstuck, lady running down to the riptide, taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your lieutenant man. I love you. Singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, 'cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. There's this movie that I think you'll like. This guy decides to quit his job and heads to New York City. This cowboy's running from himself, and she's been living on the highest shelf. And they come unstuck, lady running down to the riptide, taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your lieutenant man. I love singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, 'cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. I just wanna know if you're gonna stay. I just gotta know. I can't have it any other way. I swear she's destined for the screen. Closest thing to Michelle Pfeiffer that you've ever seen. Oh, lady running down to the riptide, taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your lieutenant man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, 'cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. Oh, lady running down to the riptide, taken away to the dark side. I wanna be your left hand man. I love you when you're singing that song, and I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong. I got a lump in my throat, cause you're gonna sing the words wrong.
Wow. Very good. That was a nice start to the show. So, what made you choose that song, Rebecca?
It was the first song I learnt when I got my ukulele at Christmas.
Yeah. And,
from then, I just sort of adapted it to fit what suited me instead of how it was written for the song. So it's much quicker for the song.
Yeah.
It's much slower when I perform.
Yeah. So, do you play any other instruments as well as a ukulele, or?
Yes. Yeah. I play flute, clarinet, saxophone and keyboard as well.
Wow, that is quite a lot. Yeah. And I can't play a thing. Not only can I sing, but I can't play. So what is your favourite instrument, would you say, to play?
A
hard question.
Yeah, because they're all great in their own ways and they're all quite different in the tones they have. But I think it's clarinet.
Right.
I started that off 4 or 5 years ago and chose to do my gradings in that and all my performances for school with that.
Oh, very good. So do you play the other instruments anywhere in particular or?
No, I've played them in concerts at school. Mm. And one of the last concerts I did a saxophone solo.
Yeah.
Which I quite like to do again. Mm. Yeah, it's just waiting for time and a place and someone to accompany it as well.
Yeah, because it's very hard sometimes. It must be quite hard, you know, putting together the time because you work as well, don't you? And volunteer.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's St. John's Ambulance you do some work for.
Yeah, I've been with them since I was 10 and gained different roles throughout it.
So. Yeah, and do you quite enjoy that?
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. So what does St. John's Ambulance involve? Does that mean that you go to different venues?
Yeah, so we cover different events, ranging from small village galas through to festivals such as Bee Festival.
Right.
And we also do Leeds Reading as well.
Oh, wow.
So my roles can either be as clinical as a first aider, in which we're either based in a treatment centre or we're just placed in a sector.
Yeah.
And we'll just patrol there and we'll either go to someone if they need us or they'll come to us.
Yeah.
Other roles I have are, I'm a radio communications officer as well. So that involves sort of managing everyone outside and keeping log of all casualties.
Oh, right. So that's quite an official role then.
Yeah. It's a good one though. I like it.
So as far as those different roles, have you got one in particular that you enjoy most?
I do enjoy being a clinical first aider.
Yeah. Is that because you got first contact with the general public?
Yeah, yes. You don't know what's going to happen, if anything's going to happen. Mm. And sort of being out there, exposed, and having that sort of something may happen, it's quite fun. And it helped me decide what I wanted to do later in life.
Yeah. So you've got, as far as later on in life, do you think you'd like to make music a career, or?
I don't think it would be as much a career, but definitely something I'd want to keep on the side and not give up.
Yeah. So are you getting quite a few gigs around, or?
Slowly. They've been slowly building up recently. Is that a few support?
Yeah. So if anybody's wanting to contact you, how could they do that?
Facebook, and that has my details on for my music.
Right.
And the sites you can find me on are also on the
Right. Have you got details of those links, or?
Yeah, it's just Rebecca Brill on Facebook.
Right,
and then it's in the biography at the top.
Right, Right, okay. Well, we'll certainly put those details, we'll add those details to our details as show, and I'll have them to Daz in the Hat as well.
Yeah.
And any gigs you've got coming up as well, if you let me know and let us know here, we'll try and promote those. And certainly for my Thursday gig guide, I'll put them on there as well. Yeah, so, would you like to give us another song? Or
Yeah.
I can see you're a bit hesitant there, but I'm sure the listeners are really enjoying it. Because this is your first time in the studio, isn't it?
Yeah. So it's been interesting so far.
Well, I hope that we haven't put you off, because you're coming on to my Acoustic Saturday in about 2 or 3 weeks, aren't you? On the 22nd with Myler and BCB's own Lisa Marie Glover. So, and you might be stepping into and just saying hello to Cornell and everybody at 2 o'clock for acoustics, this week's Acoustic Saturday. Right, Rebecca, what would you like to play now?
This next one would be Ho Hey by the Lumineers.
Right.
A lonely life. I've been sleeping here instead. I've been sleeping in my bed. Sleeping in my bed. So show me family. All the blood that I will bleed. I don't know where I belong. I don't know where I went wrong. I can write a song. 1, 2, 3. I belong with you. You belong with me, my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong with me, my sweetheart. Hey, home. Hey. I don't think you're right for him. Look at what it might have been if you Chinatown. I've been standing on Canal and Bowery. Should be standing next to me. 1, 2, 3. I belong with you. You belong with me, my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong with me, my sweetheart. In love we need it now. Let's hope for some. And oh, we're beating out. I belong with you. You belong with me, my sweetheart. I belong with you. You belong with me.
So, I'm sorry, it's my age. I don't know that song at all. So who was that originally by?
That's by the Lumineers.
Right. Oh, yes. Well, I do recognise that.
Just briefly.
Yeah. Yeah, I do recognise that, recognise the name, you know, but, you know, me of a certain age, you know, you talk about 50s up to about 80s, then it starts to go, I do have problems with anything above that. So, what would you say is your favourite music? What sort of genre? Any particular groups?
The Beatles are my favourite band, but I don't think I could pin down a favourite genre, because I listen to anything and everything.
Right, yeah.
I have a very wide music taste.
Yeah, same as me, to some respect. Years ago, when they used to have a record libraries, which is long before... You're not telling me you remember those, are you? You can't be that old. We used to be able to take 6 albums out at a time.
Yeah.
And I'd go into the record library and I'd pick one or two that I like. And then I'd think, oh, I'd never heard of them before, so I'll give it a go.
Yeah.
So that's how I built up having such a wide taste myself. You know, and I think that that makes it a bit easier with these days of the internet and streaming music, that it just opens everything up, doesn't it?
It's great.
Yeah. So have you got anything on YouTube or?
I have a few bits, but they were sort of from really early on. So right. Before I had like my ukulele, right. And before I sort of started doing this.
I mean, we were talking about buskers a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
I mean, it is, it's a really friendly atmosphere, is that, isn't it?
Yeah, because I was terrified when I first went, because I'd only been playing my ukulele for a few weeks.
Yeah.
And I only happened to go on there because I messaged Cornell saying that one of his gigs I went to see was really good.
Yeah.
And he had to pass me to go down. And yeah, I was so scared, but I'm so supportive.
Yeah, he is. He's great. He's such a friendly and welcoming guy, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very been talking talented. To me about it. Since last year, but I just put it off and put it off.
Yeah,
like, I can't do it.
Yeah, I mean, he is. I mean, not only does he sing and play guitar, but he plays drums in a couple of bands. That's how I got to know him.
Yeah.
So I used to go to Cafe Lux in Pudsey. I don't know whether you've heard of it.
No.
They used to have a live music night every last Saturday of the month, and they had a Lux Fest. Now, that is an idea for you to look out for.
Yeah.
I think it's the 5th and 6th of August they've put up. And they have, I think it's Motown and Soul on one day and Rock on the other. And that's, as I say, the first time I met Cornell, because he was playing drums in Orion, I think it was.
Yeah.
And it is, it's a really friendly atmosphere, and they have some really great music. So that is something to look out for.
Yeah.
I'll find the details and send them out to you.
Great.
You know, it won't put you on the spot, and what, you know, it's not an open mic where you're put on the stop.
Yeah.
They do have set musicians coming on. You know, so there will be some great ones there. Lovely atmosphere and lovely couple of days. I can't remember the prices, but it's certainly worth coming on from that. And we're fast coming on. It's 1:15, and this is Sounds of the City, and you're listening to Daz in the Hat, and we've got Rebecca Brill here with us. Some lovely music she's given us today on a ukulele. So, would you mind giving us another song? Are you quite okay with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. And what are you going to sing for us now?
This next one is a newer one. It's Tilted by Christine and the Queens. So off I sleep with ammonia, and every morning with eyes all red, I miss them for the tears it should. But I'm actually good, can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good, can't help it if we. I am actually good, can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good, can't help it if we're tilted. I miss prostheses and mended souls, trample over beauty while singing their thoughts. I match them with my euphoria when they say je suis plus fort que toi. But I'm actually good, can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good, can't help it if we. I am actually good, can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good, can't help it if we're tilted. I'm doing my face with magic marker, I'm in my right place, don't be a downer. I'm doing my face with magic marker, I'm in my right place. Oh, I am actually good, can't can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good. Can't help it if we. I am actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. I am actually good. Can't help it if we're tilted. Thank you.
Wow, really nice, relaxing songs. Is that the sort of songs that you prefer to play?
Yeah, I rearrange the songs, so I don't tend to perform them from the original arrangements. Yeah. I rearrange it to suit my style, and if that means changing the key, changing the tempo, then yeah, I'll do so.
Well, that's kind of making the version your own, really.
Yeah, I like being able to do that. And
yeah. Yeah, Ben was in it. When Ben was in earlier on, he was singing a different version of New York, New York, which was really good. It more jazzy and upbeat.
Yeah,
he sang it when he came on the afternoon stretch a few weeks ago. I think it was my first afternoon stretch I was doing, and that's kind of what he does as well. You know, if he doesn't like the tempo.
I've heard quite a few of his sets and.
Yeah. So, have you ever thought about writing your own music, or?
I have written my own music.
Right.
And this was at GCSE and A level, and it was an interesting experience. I'm not a fan of writing my own music because I find it too stressful.
Right.
And I can never get anything to fit, so I just worry. Which is why I'll just rearrange instead.
Yeah.
I have my own songs written with no chords to them.
Right.
So that might be something to look at in the future.
Yeah, or maybe get somebody else in to do the chords for you. Yeah. And, you know. So, I mean, a lot of great artists have done that in the past, so that's something that maybe you could think about if you fancy it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. I mean, again, I was mentioning to Ben that there's so many people now doing covers and doing tribute acts. You know, there's a lot of work out there to be had from that. Sarah Widdop, who, again, I've mentioned before, and I don't care, I'll give her a plug again and again. She's a really, really talented woman. Do you know Sarah Jane Widdop?
I don't think I've seen her.
Well, she does a lot of the recruiting for the Potting Shed.
Yeah.
And she does all covers.
Yeah.
And she's always on call, and she gets a lot of work through that. And there's a lot of places they're just looking for that sort of thing. So something that, you know, certainly.
Yeah, something to look out for.
Yeah. So we're getting near the end of the show. These hours, the half hours, seem to be going pretty quickly.
Yeah.
Do you feel up to giving us another song?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, right, that would be great.
This one's a new one that I learned recently. It's Happier by Ed Sheeran.
Great, thank you.
Walking down 29th and Park, I saw you in another's arms. Only a month we've been apart, you look happier. Saw you walk inside a bar, he says something to make you laugh. I saw that both your smiles were twice as large as ours. You look happier, you do. Ain't nobody hurt you like I hurt you. Ain't nobody love you like I do. I know that there's others that deserve you, baby. I am still in love with you, but I guess you look happy. Friends told me one. to smile to hide the truth, but I know I was happier with you. Sat in the corner of the room, everything's reminding me of you. Nursing an empty bottle and telling myself you're happier, aren't you? Well, ain't nobody hurt you like I hurt you, but ain't nobody need you like I do. I know that there's others that deserve you, darling. I am still in love with you, but I guess you look happier, you do. My friends told me one day I'll feel it too. I could try to smile to hide the truth, but I know I was happier with you. Hey, yeah, hey, yeah.
Lovely, lovely, relaxing song. I think it's great. I don't know what we'll be playing Vanessa Marie in a few minutes, which are a pre-record, and I'm not too sure what genre she plays, but it'd be a nice, certainly a nice contrast to what's going to happen during the Acoustic Saturday, because I think it's going to all erupt then. I don't know what's going to happen and who's going to be playing what. So that's going to be an interesting experience, is that?
Yeah.
Yeah. But, so, yeah, you saying that you've got some gigs coming up. I know that those on BCB Land have already probably heard about them.
Yeah, there's tomorrow at East Morton Gala, which is at the Busfield Arms in East Morton. I think I've got a half hour set, but there's also going to be live music from 12 o'clock. So yeah, There'll be plenty of acts to go and see. There's also buskers tomorrow.
Yeah.
And then a couple of gigs coming up around the 17th of August.
Yeah, great.
I think they're, once again, at the Busfield Arms in East Morton.
Yeah.
And that's alongside Cornell.
Yeah. Well, we've got about 2 minutes before the end of this session, so would you like to play us out, Rebecca?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, great. Well, thank you very much for coming in, Becky. It's been great seeing you.
Thank you.
And I mean, it's wonderful seeing you anyway, all the time at Buskers. And yes, everybody that's listening, do tune in to My Acoustic Saturday on the 22nd, because Rebecca will be joining us then with two other great artists. So we shall be listening to the last bit of Rebecca's. A song from Rebecca, and then we'll be straight into a pre-record of Vanessa Marie, recorded with our own Dan Carroll.
Almost heaven, West Virginia, the Wish Mountains, Shenandoah River. Life is old there, older than the trees, younger than the mountains, blowing like the breeze. Country roads take me home to the place I belong, West Virginia. Mountain mama, take me home, country roads. All my memories gather round her.
listening to BCB Radio. This is the Sounds of the City, the show that celebrates BCB's music project, featuring young musicians from across the district and the best of some of the live sessions. Only here on BCB 106.6 FM. Sounds of the City, sounds of our city, on your community radio station.